Coming up on today's show.
Between being a professional organizer and doing what I do now, I just went through just unbelievable amounts of personal and business issues.
Now it's time to relaunch with best-selling author, personal growth expert Joel Bogus and his wife, dentist and business guru Dr. Pei, as they uncover the hidden truths and stories from the most successful and engaging people on earth.
Hi, it's me, Joel.
And this is Pei.
Welcome to Relaunch, your go-to resource for inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and practical steps so that you can start over with confidence. And if you're a frequent listener, thank you for subscribing to the show. And if you are new here, just know that you are among friends. And if you like what you hear, you can join us here 3 times a week just by subscribing to the show by visiting us at relaunchshow.com/ITC. And just a quick reminder, today's show is brought to you by Audible. If you're not yet a member for Audible, you can stop by and sign up for their no strings attached 30-day membership, and you can download an audiobook absolutely free, yours to keep, regardless of what you choose to do with the Audible membership. And if you haven't yet read or listened to my most recent book, Finding Your Voice, well, guess what? You can find that book too on Audible, and you can download it absolutely free. Just visit relaunchshow.com/audible and take advantage of their trial membership. Again, it's relaunchshow.com/audible. Freedom-based luxury lifestyle designer Erica Duran joins us today, and this lady will help you put more life back into your lifestyle. How about that, Pei? Or a play on words. But more life in your lifestyle. Is that something that we could all need to use?
Indeed.
She travels full-time living at the luxury resorts that sponsor her podcast and her web TV show. Erica, this is the first time that I've had you on Relaunch. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on here as well. And this show is highly practical because it is all about the relaunch and specifically how you did it. And we've all experienced numerous launches and relaunches throughout our lives. And what I do, Erica, is I generally ask our guests to zero in on the relaunch that has been the most significant for them or the most transformational. And then we unfold the story from there. So let's go ahead and jump right into that, if that's okay with you. We've all experienced many of them, right? Some personal, some professional, and some kind of twined in there together, little personal and professional relaunch together. But which one do we need to zero in on today for your story and go from there?
I kind of do this every 2 years. It seems like clockwork. So I know what you're saying about having several in your life. There's kind of a mini one and then a bigger one, if that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Does one kind of lead into the other one?
Yes, it does, actually. I was a professional organizer for about 15 years. Okay. So just like you see on HGTV and everything. And I also had a consignment system with it. So we would declutter and sell the stuff that they didn't need anymore mm-hmm. for consignment. So being a professional organizer, not liking clutter, I found myself just covered in clutter all day in this warehouse, you know, doing the consignment and everything. So, and then I took this business to a franchise system. So then again, you know, I wasn't an organizer anymore. I was selling franchises. So that's kind of what really launched me into traveling full time. I just decided that I was done being stuck in one area. I was done with, you know, dealing with clutter when I didn't even like it. And I was done with kind of that whole situation. So,
okay, unpack that a little bit, because I bet there's a lot of things that you discovered and learned about yourself and your potential impossibilities in that. So you're a professional organizer for 15 years. You were obviously doing it successfully, or you wouldn't have been there for quite so long. So I'm curious, and I know Pei has already got her hand up, so I'm going to...
No, I'm good. You're asking exactly the same question I had.
Kind of works that way sometimes. So what did you learn or relearn about yourself that made you want to, okay, I need to move on beyond what I'm just doing, kind of in the trenches? Because it sounds like you were for 15 years.
Yeah, it was a successful business, and I was able to do like a mini franchise system off of it. But the main thing, I think the big takeaway from this is I kept accepting deals or clients or partnerships that were to get the money, because I thought getting the money would mean freedom. And every time I did something just because of the money, I would end up being, you know, two steps back again. So it's really hard when you're struggling to put that boundary up, but really that's the only way that you're going to get out of that, those types of situations is, and I tell this to my clients all the time, I work with them so heavily in the beginning to figure out what kind of lifestyle they want first, and then to build a business around it rather than giving themselves a job, because basically I gave myself a bad job.
Okay, so talk about how you gave yourself a bad job. I want you to unpack that concept a little bit, because there's a lot in there. And also how when you did it for the money, you ended up going two steps back. I understood the words that you said there, but I know there's more to it than that as well. So yeah, start on either one of those if you have something to share further.
Sure. Well, I'm sure we've all been there where, you know, we might need to pay some bills and so forth. So a client comes along and they're not really ideal to work with, or, you know, they're a little troublemaker, or there's something about a joint venture or a partnership that just doesn't feel right in your gut, and you do it anyway. Sure. to pay your bills. And it just, when I look back, it just never seems to work out. It just always, you know, depletes your energy, messes with your mindset. And Now I'm realizing that mindset is just so important, and energy is so important to have when you're trying to run a business.
Gotcha. So you moved into, you can go ahead and pick up the story.
Yeah, so discovering this and wanting to make a change doesn't just happen magically.
Right.
And so my bigger relaunch was actually, I would say, just a couple of months ago. Between being a professional organizer and doing what I do now, I just went through just unbelievable amounts of personal and business issues with divorce, I finally got my Ocean View apartment, and I had to move because of mold. My father had cancer and eventually passed away. And my dogs that are like kids, 4 out of 5 of them passed away within the couple of years. So I just had a pretty rough time for a while there. And I transitioned my professional organizing company into kind of a productivity online coach kind of business.
Gotcha.
But everyone was always coming to me for more technical things and straight up business coaching. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to call myself that because I thought there was just too many of those types of people out there. So I think my biggest relaunch, I think that really made the most difference in my life, is really just putting that stake in the ground, you know, not even 6 months ago, and saying, you know what, people are coming to me for business all the time, so that's what I'm going to be. And that's what they're searching on Google. And when I finally aligned with that and the luxury brands came together to sponsor the podcast and everything, that's when I felt is the biggest relaunch. So I had the mini one, like declaring that I'm not going to work, you know, hours for dollars in this organizing business anymore. And then the bigger one was, you know, literally just about 6 to 8 months ago.
So you're referring to accepting what people saw in you? Is that, were you talking about the big one?
Yeah, finally accepting and finally putting that label on myself as a business coach. You know, I would try to say productivity coach or WordPress consultant. SEO expert, web designer. I tried all these other words. But when I would take on a client, you know, let's say I took on a website design client, they would, you know, it's not just a website. The website touches every single area of your business,
especially
your branding, your marketing, your payment system, your call to action, your lead magnet. It just covers everything. And so I found myself getting paid as a web designer when I was really doing business thing, you know, and that didn't feel good either. So that's, again, you know, bringing up the boundary issue again. So it finally all clicked, I literally 6 to 8 months ago when I put this all together as, you know, what I'm doing now.
Gotcha. Now I'm very curious to understand from a practical point of view, your movement into the podcasting industry and then how you were able to do something that was brilliant on multiple levels. And that is to get, you know, different properties to sponsor your podcast, because that's what a lot of podcasters are interested in and looking at these days, you know, getting sponsorship and being able to leverage their growing audience. So can you share with us how that came together?
Okay. I know a lot of podcasters are, that's their main line of business or their main monetization method. And it's not really for me. It's just, I just wanted to have more connection with my audience than just blogging. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a pretty neat story.
Okay.
My favorite resort in the world, let me step back a little minute. I always toyed around with podcasting for a year for those reasons that I just said, that I wanted to have a bigger connection with my audience. So I wanted to start a web TV channel and a podcast. And I you know, toyed around with it and kind of procrastinated on it a little bit for about a year. And then my favorite resort in the world, Hilton Waikoloa Village in Hawaii, started following me on Twitter last autumn. And that just, to have that property where I had so many great memories just follow me out of the blue on Twitter, just gave me the idea that day. And that day I instantly started tweeting them back and, you know, asking, who do I talk to? I'm thinking of launching a podcast and a web TV show. I would like to feature your property. And I work on this with my clients getting sponsorships. There's a lot behind it. It's, you know, besides just asking for it, that's the biggest step that is the biggest step that people don't do.
No question there.
But you have to have your enough social media followers and all for it to make sense for the property to do that. And I actually, before I was a professional organizer, I was an executive in the hotel industry for a really long time, and I have a hotel degree. So I kind of knew their lingo, and I kind of knew what to look for, what was their off seasons and things like that, because I would more likely get a shot at it if, you know, if they have empty rooms, they'll probably fill it with media rather than let it go empty. Mm-hmm. So just taking, it was really a really great thing that I saw that, you know, my 15 years of hotels experience wasn't a waste, basically, and it's all meant for something later, I guess.
Sure.
Is what showed me.
Great points that you're bringing up, and I appreciate what you're sharing here. And really, if you're a podcaster or a content creator and you're looking for possible sponsorship opportunities, you know, you can start to, you know, take an inventory, you know, list your assets, list your knowledge, list the industries that you're familiar with, that you've worked in, what you did in a certain way, and start to, you know, look at some possibilities,
right,
or some opportunities.
And that applies to not just for sponsorship, for business opportunities,
right.
Because I do believe when we talk about relaunch, starting over, it doesn't mean we leave everything behind. And everything we've done could be our asset, may not be used at this for this particular reason or at this stage of our life, but it's cumulative.
Right. I totally agree with that. And I have one particular client that I'd like to share an example of that. She was a lawyer, very tired and burnout lawyer, and she decided to become a health coach. So in order to narrow down her niche, we, you know, did the exercises of listing her past, you know, basically a life resume, not just your jobs, but everything that's ever you've ever been through. Mm-hmm. And now she's a very successful health coach who helps other burnt out female lawyers, you know, get healthy.
And there's a lot of those.
Yeah. She knows where to go to find them.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Very, very good. Just looking at what you already know is often overlooked. Do you find that as well?
I do. And, you know, we try to, whenever I quit something before, I try to do a big, you know, brain download of and get it out and get all those memories out and just start fresh. But I'm thinking, you know, now that I've been in business longer, I'm thinking that it is valuable knowledge and information, and you probably should kind of categorize or organize or archive those memories instead of just deleting them.
I love that. This is so important because sometimes we feel like we hate a certain experience or a certain occupation. We couldn't wait to get out of it,
right.
But not knowing, you know, there's lots of value we already have because of it. And when you say, you know, you do a brain dump of what you have done, that is crucial because...
She said download for the record. Oh. She didn't say dump.
Okay. Download, good.
She was probably thinking that, but she didn't say that.
You know, that's such a visual word to think about, okay, almost put everything on the, you know, all your files on the computer in the zip drive and let's dissect those. Because this remind me when we had Jack Canfield on our show, mm-hmm. He went through such a tough time after his divorce and lost so much money. And he even on the show, he was talking about he was eating junk food, not taking care of himself. But then when he started writing that book, Success Principles, is when he actually started writing down all the things he did before to take him to success. And then as it ended up, that book became his new launching pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good memory there, Pei. Thanks for reminding us of that. One of the things that you mentioned, Erica, and I think that we really need to kind of talk about this at least for a minute or two, is the power of Twitter.
Oh.
And it is amazing how people respond to their Twitter feed. And I don't know about you and your podcasting experience is, but Twitter has been phenomenal to help me, you know, get past the gatekeeper, get past the people that answer the phone and go right to, you know, the influencer or the A-list person or the, you know, the celebrity that I'm trying to get onto my show. And it still amazes me how quickly people check their Twitter on their phone and boom, they'll answer it just, you know, faster than you can even think about it. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, it's really amazing. I use Twitter mostly for the sponsorships. It's easier to talk to them on Twitter. For guests, I actually have better luck with Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, but all the social media platforms are amazing. It's amazing to be living in this time where we can just talk to anyone we want.
Yeah, the playing field has been completely leveled. And that's what's exciting, or at least to me anyways, about being an entrepreneur and a business owner is because even if certain people have, you know, different advantages or they have, you know, different experiences, education, things of that nature, you know, we're all pretty much equal now,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
to a certain degree. And we all have the same ability to get on Twitter, to get on Facebook, other social media platforms, and just reach out to whomever the top guy or gal is in your industry and make an immediate connection, which is exactly what you did with, you know, your first property, correct?
Correct. And it was important that they followed me first because I tried doing it the other way around and it didn't go off as well. It took longer to build the relationship. So
that's an important point too. Yeah. If you see an influencer or a property, so to speak, or someone that, you know, you admire, follow you, then, you know, take that initiative like Erica did and follow up, right? Am I saying that right?
Yes. And also it lends to attraction instead of going after something. I think a lot of times we're trying to go after it, like in sales or marketing. And sometimes you got to sit back and let them come to you, because every time I've gone after a property, they kind of run away sometimes, or it just takes a little bit longer to build the relationship. But if I've attracted them naturally, they tend to be a little bit more open-minded about everything.
That's a great point. In my first book, One Woman's Journey, I wrote a little story about a hunter and a fisherman. And if you think about a hunter, what do? Well, they, you know, put on their camouflage gear and all their tracking stuff or whatever, however that works. And then they go and they try to hunt down, you know, something, right? Mm-hmm. Try to go after whatever it is, you know, a deer, a buffalo, things of that nature. However, what a fisherman does, well, they do something totally different. They go and they, you know, using the right incentive, the right bait, you know, they drop their line in the water, and if they do it right, then all the fish come to them. And it's, you know, it's a powerful thing, kind of the concept that you brought up, having people come to you.
I totally agree.
Very, very cool. Hey, Erica, of course, we will have all of the social media hotspots and the places to go on the show notes that accompany this episode. Really appreciate a few minutes spending with us here on the Relaunch show. And anything else that we need to cover real quick about lifestyle design? I love your brand. Great work on that, by the way.
Thank you. It is just about getting quiet and figuring out what you want instead of, you know, following everyone else online. It's so easy to follow other people online and follow their blueprint or their, you know, five steps to whatever. And it's just exhausting, and it's probably not going to work for you. They're not lying. It worked for them and they're not lying, but it might not work for you. You're package that you need to figure out how you want to live first, and then design the business to fit in that.
I love that, because especially these days, the voices are even louder and noisier with the help of social media. So it's like especially when they show the better part of their life online, it's like, okay, how do I do that? So
I appreciate you bringing that up as well. When I wrote my latest book, Finding Your Voice, I very purposefully called it a guidebook. And the reason I called it a guidebook on many, many occasions is because the last thing that I wanted it to be seen as is another rule book. And and you know what I mean when I say rule book. It's kind of what you just talked about, you know, the five steps to this or that. And then people will, you know, buy that book or follow that plan, and then they kind of set themselves up for one thing, frustration, for when they're able to do the whatever recommended steps but don't get the same kind of results that the person did that wrote it. And that's, you know, gosh, that can be a tough thing. But when you're looking at a guide book or a guide in general, you know, you can have a lot different results
Right. So I just encourage people when I have my, you know, Aloha sessions with them to, you know, you have to, if I'm the right coach for you or not, it doesn't matter. It's if that coach is living the lifestyle that you want, that and you could work with them. It's not like how many blueprints they have online or how many courses or how many followers they have. If they're living the lifestyle you want, then they're probably more aligned with you than someone who's just you know, a Facebook expert or something like that.
Well said. And of course, we'll have the link in the show notes. Appreciate your time today on the show, Erica. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you haven't already, be sure and subscribe to the show and never miss an episode. Three easy ways to do it. You can visit relaunchshow.com. There in the right-hand column of the webpage, you'll see options to subscribe on either iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. If you listen on your iPhone, just enter relaunchshow.com/ITC there in your Safari browser, and our show will automatically open up and give you the subscribe option. And for Android, just visit relaunchshow.com/Android and get the app. Thank you again for listening.